Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Thursday. It's 9 minutes after 8 a.m. on this beautiful day. And yes, the big story for us to discuss first thing this morning on Feedback is the state Supreme Court decisions. Three very big cases that have had a lot of controversy surrounding them, have been very divisive, have caused a lot of discussion back and forth. And it's unusual that a high court for a state would have such big cases all come together at one time. But this is the day, and all three were upheld by the court. Let us first take a look at the voter ID case that was brought forth. This has been one that, I'll be honest with you, I have had a hard time wrapping my brain around exactly why there was opposition to voter ID. And I'm step out of it from the political aspect of it. How many other things do we have to provide ID for? I mean, very mundane things. Good grief. You want to buy a box of Sudafed at the pharmacy? You want to go in and get cold medication? You got to provide an ID for that. You can't just buy it. Can I see some ID? And what's your mother's maiden name? And are you a convicted drug dealer? I mean, I feel like
the argument is that those things are choices. To vote is a right guaranteed under the Constitution.
Okay, I understand that, and that argument has some legitimacy to it. I do understand that, but stepping back from it, I admit this is just a common sense argument. If it is important enough to society for us to make sure that we know who's buying cold medicine, if it is important enough that you have to show an ID for other mundane things like renting a car, et cetera, isn't it equally important? Isn't it more important to make sure that the person casting their vote is actually the person casting the vote?
And I've never had a problem with this as long as, and they put it in place where you can go to the DOT and get an ID card just for voting that doesn't cost anything. If you are an older American that doesn't have a driver's license, if you don't have some sort of photo ID now, it shouldn't cost you any money to cast a vote.
Well, I go along with that, and I understand the reason for that, because there was a history of voter intimidation. I'm sorry, do you own land in this nation? Well, no, I don't. Well, then take a flying leap. You can't vote. You don't own land. I understand that. But we don't have that type of society anymore. Do you have to provide identification before you are allowed to receive state or federal benefits?
I would hope so.
Yeah, you do. So if you are so poor and destitute that you are requiring federal or state or both assistance, and yet you have to provide identification for it, that ID isn't free. So why should we have to provide ID?
Now that you mention that, do you?
Yeah.
Do you need to show photo ID to?
I have never, and I'm not bragging, I'm not saying, oh, I'm better than you. I have never received any type of state or federal assistance in any kind. I've never gotten
unemployment insurance?
No, I never have. And you know what? There's probably been a dozen times where I qualified for it. I just never went and got it. I'd get fired, and I'd take a few days off. I know, hard to believe, right? I'd get fired.
Must be nice that you could continue to live without collecting unemployment insurance while you were looking for a new job.
There only one time in my life was I fired from a job. Well, let me put the bank closed. They were sold to another bank. The branch that I was working for closed, and my job was shifted to two different ends of the state. I got, you're going to hate this, I got a four-month severance package. So for the first month, I didn't even try to look for a job.
Uh-huh.
I watched cartoons. I got up when the heck I felt like it. Mm-hmm. I went swimming in the afternoon. It was great. And about after 3 weeks, I was bored. I began looking for a job, and I got another job. it's not a case of where it's like, oh, I'm so well off, I don't need it. I've always been in a position where within a short, reasonable amount of time after getting fired from one, I could go get another one. Okay, so going back to the original, I've never personally filed for any type of assistance, but I am confident that you must provide proof of identification in order to receive state or federal assistance. You can't just go and go, hi, my name's Bob, and I just got laid off, and I'm poor, so load me up. I want some government cheese. I'm pretty sure there's a process to it. So if it is, if the case is such, and again, this is just common sense, if the case is such that you have to provide ID in order to get government assistance, and that costs money, a driver's license costs money, why do we have to make a provision so in order to vote, it doesn't cost money? I understand your point of not wanting to in any way, shape, form, or fashion restrict an individual from voting. But the reality of it is, if they're so poor that they need government assistance, they had to provide the ID for that. So use the same ID for voter ID, you know, for voter ID. So anyway, that is probably, I don't want to say it's the least, but I think it is the easiest to understand. It is the easiest for me to wrap my brain around. It is the least complicated, as far as I'm concerned. The voter ID issue, yeah, I believe, of the three cases that were upheld by the state Supreme Court, I believe that's the easiest to understand. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, let's jump into the domestic registry decision. It's not legalizing gay marriage, but it does uphold the decision that you can have same-sex domestic registry. That's a little more complicated. And as far as I'm concerned, again, with the whole common sense approach, it seems like we're splitting hairs. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. It's the phone number. What's your idea? What's your opinion? How do you feel about the Supreme Court decisions? We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be part of the show. All right. So the second ruling that I thought we would talk about regarding the state Supreme Court that was just handed down, is the judges getting involved or making decision in the domestic partner registry. All right. Correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding of this, but I believe if the state of Wisconsin is similar to other states that have had this battle, the real issue here for individuals is not the right to be married. The core of the issue comes down to employer benefits and state benefits.
And also visitation rights at hospitals and distribution of estates at the end of life.
Okay, exactly. That as it stands now, in most states, the institution of marriage provides more benefits. It provides that, obviously, if you're married, then when you are working and your employer is offering health insurance, life insurance, disability, all the insurance products, it's very easy to assign and have your spouse and children added onto the policy. May not be cheap, but it is easy to have done. If you are if you're living together and you are not married, most states, most companies did not have any kind of provision for that individual to also share in the benefits that the employee gets. Now, my position is, that's right. If you want to have a household together, if you want to raise a family together, if you want to share in all of the benefits of being a family together, then you get married. If you don't get married, you don't get the benefits. That's my position. And so those that are living together and they've got kids and they're doing all this kind of stuff, well,
kind of a catch-22 situation for same-sex couples then.
Okay, well, but we're going to get there, okay? I'm just kind of going down the line. This is for opposite sex couples. This is for men and women living together. There's an easy way to solve the problem. Get married. And if you don't feel that the relationship is solid enough for marriage, then go your own separate ways. All right. Harsh, but I mean, that's the reality. All right. So now we throw in the issue of same-sex couples. Same-sex couples are like, well, we're partnered. We're together. We're you know, we are who we are, and I should get benefits from the employer. I should get benefits from the state as this person's spouse and or partner, whatever you want to call it. Again, my reaction, my stance is, no, you should not. You're not married. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Marriage is an institution that is performed before God. And we're not going to go into the whole religious thing. You know how I feel about this. It's a ceremony performed before God. God, as far as he's concerned, looking at the same-sex marriage, is like, yeah, no. So marriage is a holy institution. It's holy matrimony.
Marriage is also a civil institution.
Okay, it is. Yeah, and granted. And I listen, I am not saying that I'm dictating. If I were the benevolent dictator of the world, then things would be completely different. I am giving my opinion, my assessment of the case. And I think a lot of people kind of feel the same way, but it gets very muddied. It's like, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? I'm just trying to keep it simple. My opinion is that if you want the benefits of marriage from your employer, from the state, from the government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you are married. If you are in a situation where you're not married, you don't get the benefits. That's it. All right. So that, I believe, is the real core issue when it comes to wanting to legalize same-sex marriage. It's not so much for the status of, hey, we're married. I mean, because let's face it. I think gay marriage is going to have the same divorce rate or higher than regular. It's not like, oh, we're the happiest people.
You're probably right. Sure.
I think it's for the benefits. I think that's the core issue. I think that's where it blossomed, and it may have gathered up, you know, other, you know, causes along with it. But I believe it's for the benefits. So anyway, the state of Wisconsin in 2006 had a constitutional amendment that said, only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in the state. A legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized in this state. That's a constitutional amendment that said marriage is marriage. Anything that looks like it, sounds like it, smells like it, quacks like it is not valid. That didn't sit well in 2009. With Governor Jim Doyle and the Democrat-controlled legislature at the time. They put together a law conferring certain existing marital rights to domestic partnerships, which included same-sex partnerships. The individuals from Wisconsin Family Action, which was one of the major advocates for the amendment that went through, said, whoa, 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 the amendment says a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized in the state. That's what this amendment says. And so they sued. Big legal battle, blah, blah, blah. And now we are, and I'm oversimplifying, but now we are at a case where the domestic partnership that was put together with this law has been challenged a handful of times. The challenge to the domestic partnership, as I understand it, has now failed. The state Supreme Court has said, and this kind of boggles my mind because it's clearly in violation of the constitutional amendment for the state. But again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a state supreme judge. I just slept at a Holiday Inn Express one or two times. They have said the same-sex partnership is upheld. A lower court judge, earlier this year, Dane County Circuit Judge Daniel Moser ruled that the registry is constitutional. And also U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb struck down the state's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage.
And that's where I think this is really going to be a holding pattern, if nothing else, because the federal courts eventually are going to throw out, as they have been doing around the country, throw out the gay marriage bans around the country.
Maybe.
Same-sex marriage is going to happen in all 50 states at some point in time.
Should we just go ahead and make it a combination gay marriage allowance and legalize weed all at the same time so we can have gay married
now,
and just blaze
now,
up right
now,
there
how,
at the ceremony?
How are you mashing those two issues together?
Oh, that's easy.
They're two totally separate issues.
It's easy. And don't you know the answer to this? You just don't want to say it.
What? And your answer is, where are you going with this?
The degradation of our society.
Ah,
that's
well.
That's it. All right, so anyway, and this is the reason I brought this one up secondly, is because while this is very important, this is going to impact a lot of people in the state of Wisconsin, the decision by the state Supreme Court in this particular case means nothing. Because like you just mentioned, the fact that the district judge, Barbara Krebs, struck down our state's constitution as, you know, being unconstitutional, that Van Hollen and our governor have appealed that decision to the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
So this decision by the U.S. Supreme, or by the state Supreme Court on this same-sex registry.
It's a holding pattern. It will give, if I'm understanding this right, and it goes into effect close to immediately, it will give the couples that are involved in this some relief until the federal Supreme Court and the federal courts make their determination.
Yeah. So
down the road.
And again, I think this is going to be a rough situation, because if couples, same-sex couples now, rush into these civil unions, whatever you want to call it, and if the United States Supreme Court upholds the Wisconsin State Constitution amendment, the constitutional amendment, then all of the efforts, will probably end up for naught and could then be challenged and overturned, and it could be a real mess. So, all right, we've covered the two. We've covered the voter ID, and we've covered the same-sex registry. Next, we're going to cover Act 10. This is the one that I believe has caused the most divisiveness and the most hatred that I've seen politically in this state. That decision, Act 10, is one of the main reasons that I have seen why the common run-of-the-mill individual of this state has ended up saying things like, I hate teachers. Why? Because of that group of teachers that decided to abandon their jobs and go protest down in the state capitol. And not just protest, but do so in a childish, immature, and vandalistic way. That was very unprofessional. They did so much damage to the professionalism of teachers. You want to protest? That is your American right. Absolutely. God bless you. But you don't abandon your job in order to go protest. Do it the right way. Make arrangements for the day off. Get a sub. Whatever. You don't just walk out. And you don't vandalize the place when you're there. That did a lot of damage. As a result, you've got vitriol between political parties for no good reason. You want to debate the issue? Debate the issue. But that caused a lot of strife. So we're going to talk about Act 10 when we come back. And I'm sorry, I'm running very late. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, feedback, 715-845-2155. We'll be right back.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.